Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Yes, so there's changes coming for young people in relation to learner drivers and P-plate drivers. So learner drivers from November this year will have to sit the hazard perception test, which is normally done by the provisional, the red P-plate drivers. But we're bringing that forward because we know that we need to actually have L-plate drivers, when they become independent drivers, have as much experience and skills and understanding of how to manage hazards on our road. And that hazard perception test will give us that sense that people actually, when they're going into their independent driving, will actually have the skills that are necessary to be safer on our roads. Meanwhile, for P2 license holders, we'll actually be removing the tests that they would have to do at the end of their P2 to get their full license. And for those P2 drivers that have a suspension during their period of their 2 years of P's, will actually have their green P-plates extended for 6 months for every suspension that they have. That will commence again in November of this year.
So if someone is already having a P2 plate, then the new change would come into effect if they are eligible for full license after November?
Yes, that's correct. And so they won't be required to sit the driver qualification test any longer. And if they've had no suspension during that period of their green P-plate, then they'll move directly onto their full license. About 25% of green P-plate drivers actually have had a suspension during that time, and they will be extended for 6 months on their green P's for every suspension that they have until they're able to prove that they actually can be safer drivers. And we know that those cohort of drivers are actually 3.5 times more likely to be involved in a casualty crash on our road.
Late last year or early this year, I'm not sure when, but you introduced a new policy to restrict the P-platers from using mobile devices when they're driving. Have you had any statistical results from that on road accidents?
It's a little early to say, but the evidence from Victoria, who've had this in place for a few years, is that in fact it does reduce the risk for all green P-plate drivers. The reality is that learner drivers and red P-plate drivers already have that restriction of not being able to use their mobile phone, and that's just been extended to green P-plate drivers. Again, we know that even though there are a relatively small proportion of the total number of drivers, they're almost twice as likely to be actually offending in terms of using mobile phones illegally. And we know that that adds a significant risk factor to their driving and can put them and other road users at risk. There's actually an agreement nationally for the conditions of the graduated licensing system that protect young people. Since we've introduced that system, we've actually halved the number of young people, the fatalities from drivers 17 to 25 years of age, which is fantastic. But last year, we had 100 people who died as a result of a crash involving a driver from 17 to 25. And so there's a lot more that we need to do to continue to drive down that road toll.
You mentioned about 100 fatalities, but there had been more accidents involved with drivers between the age of 17 and 25, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. And so, you know, tragically, we did have 100 people lose their lives, but there were more than 1,600 people who were seriously injured in crashes involving 17 to 25-year-olds on our road. And so it's not just about the fatalities, it's also about that additional trauma that's created. And what we want to do is reduce that by supporting young people to be safer drivers. These restrictions on the graduated licensing process actually have been very successful. And as you can see, we're removing one of the tests at the end of your green P's because in reality, from the evidence, hasn't provided a significant improvement in the safety of young drivers. And so we're replacing that with another system which actually says, well, those who demonstrate poor behaviour are in fact the ones who tend to be at a much higher rate involved in crashes that kill and injure people. And so this is a step forward to try and make those young drivers safer by the time they get onto their full license.
Apart from this, there's no change to the knowledge test or the licensing process, is there?
No, at this stage, there's no change to how you get your license. I mean, other than Now, the L platers will be doing the hazard perception test prior to them applying for their red Ps. It just means that the red P platers now actually won't be having to do the hazard perception test at that stage when they get to the end of their red Ps. The whole system generally hasn't changed tremendously. These are significant attempts to make the system safer for young people and therefore all road users. And they are a step in the right direction for the best practice. We already see that our system here in Australia and in New South Wales is actually saving lives, and we want to continue to reduce the trauma on our roads and to protect young people.
sbs.com.au/Filipino